Time to check in with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo to get a rundown of this week's Board of License Commissioners meeting for April. Hey, Nikki.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. We're definitely in a spring now.
Oh, we certainly are. It's going to be 75 next week, so we're there. Thank goodness.
We are. Yeah. Did everybody come by for the board meeting this week?
Yes. Yes. Everyone was in attendance. We had 8 items, and I'll get right to agenda item number 1. Hearing regarding the request of the City of Quincy for a special use permit one-day liquor license for the following events on the Hancock Adams Common. April 15th will be the Spring Fest at 6 p.m. May 13th will be Swing on the Common from 2 to 5. June 3rd will be Country Fest from noon to 6. July 2nd will be Patriotic Day from 4 to 6. August 5th will be Shakespeare in the Park from 3 to 7. September 9th will be the Quincy Choral Symphony Pop Concert from 4 to 6. And October 7th, noon to 6, will be the Food Truck and Music Festival. Let's talk about April 15th, where it is the Spring Fest, and that'll be first. That is a Spring Fest with dancing, family activities, the Hive truck, and quite possibly some other food trucks as well. So that should be a fun event. And
every month, April to October. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. They're really utilizing the beautiful Hancock Adams Common. So Mark Carey was there and spoke about all the events. Did say that he will put them on the City of Quincy website as well. So if anyone's got any questions, concerns, they can certainly call the mayor's office. Or go right to the city's webpage. And that went through 5-0. Next was agenda item number 2, hearing regarding the request of the Quincy Chamber of Commerce for a series of special use permits, one-day beer and wine license for the annual Kilroy Square Market at Kilroy Square. The one-day licenses are for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, beginning May 18th, through July 22nd, Tim Cahill, the director of the Quincy Chamber, was there and spoke about their Kilroy Square Market this year. They are going to have a little bit of a different area than it was last year, closer to the building. In the atrium there. And they will have the farmers market on Fridays, and also the beer garden with Widowmaker. And they're also collaborating with BBC Cornhole for some cornhole tournaments there as well. That will be starting, I believe it's 3 o'clock on Thursdays and Saturdays, and on Fridays, noon to 3 to 9, and then on Fridays it'll be noon to 9 with the farmers market as well. And that went through with a vote of 5-0.
All right. That's let's see. It says May 18th through July 22nd, right?
Yes. Okay. So. They're allowed 30 one-day licenses for the chamber. So if they want to extend it, they certainly can. They'll just need to come back before us. Maybe Widowmaker will come back and get some more if needed.
Okay.
At a later date. So
probably for Oktoberfest in October.
Yeah. So I think you can expect that. But for now, we just wanted to get that out there and get them licensed so they can move forward with their plans. And next was agenda item number three, hearing regarding the request of the 2023 Bike MS Cape Cod Getaway for a special use permit for the annual Bike MS event on Saturday, June 24th. Riders will gather at State Street Bank, and they are expected to be through Quincy by 8:45 a.m. Samantha Boland was unable to attend, but has had her application in. And so there were no changes to the annual event. So we went ahead and voted on that as well, which went through 5-0. And that is Saturday, June 24th, a big gathering at the State Street Bank. But again, working with the Quincy police, they'll be through Quincy by 8:45 a.m. Next was agenda item number four, hearing regarding the request of the Best Buddies for a special use permit for their 24th annual Best Buddies Challenge Hyannis Port on Saturday, June 3rd. Riders are expected to be through the city of Quincy between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. Paul Curley was there as usual and has done a great job for the Best Buddies Foundation. And, you know, this is 24th annual. So they're expecting 250 riders through Quincy between 7 and 8 a.m. Again, reaching out to the Quincy police to make sure that all the riders are safe, and that's going to go through 5-0 as well. And agenda item number five, hearing regarding the request of the Ragnar Event LLC for a special use permit, one-day beer and wine license for their annual Ragnar Rally on Saturday, May 20th. Runners will relay through Quincy with an exchange point at YMCA and finish at Squanum Point Park. Squanum Point Park is down the marina parking lot. The DCR runs that. So they got permission from DCR to have their one-day beer and wine license there for their annual event. There'll be some balloons and some giveaways and some music. And that is Saturday, May 20th. And the Mark Dion was there and spoke about the Ragnar race. And so that exchange point is when they give the baton to somebody else to run it to the finish line. It's staggered, so it will not interrupt traffic. They just run up Wollaston Beach to Squanum Point Park from the YMCA at different times. You may notice them, but it's not going to be a crowd. Okay. And that went through 5-0 as well. Agenda item number six, hearing regarding the request of Import Auto Works for a garage and repair license for the premise located at 678 Southern Artery, formerly Foreign Motor Works, proposed manager Gigi Chan, proposed hours of operation Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturdays. Alvin Louie was there and spoke about that. He does own another garage and repair, not in the city of Quincy, but wants to come to the city of Quincy. And this opportunity came from Stan at Foreign Motor Works. So Stan always did a nice job there, and we appreciate him. And Alvin says he's going to run it the same. So that went through 5-0 as well. Agenda item number seven was hearing regarding the request of Panda Momos Inc. doing business as Toulé Jus for a common victual license for the premise located at 48 Billings Road. Proposed manager Harry Ng. Proposed hours of operation are 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., 11 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. This is a French Asian bakery. They hope to open around the end of April. It is a franchise. This will be the first location on the South Shore. So they're really looking forward to coming. There's a website for Tous Les Jours, and you can go on and check that out. And that is at 48 Billings Road. And that went through 5-0 as well.
Alrighty.
Agenda item number 8 was here. We got in the request of the Quincy Yacht Club for a change of offices and directors and a change in the manager for the premise located at 1310 C Street, proposed manager Frank Linatis, who is also the Commodore there now. And unfortunately, the old manager of the liquor license has passed away. And so for that, they wanted to come in and certainly update their offices and directors and managers information. So they did. We were looking for one more piece of paper, but as far as I know, we got that in, and that'll go into the ABCC for further approval. And that went through 5-0. And in other business, we had a review of operational plan, including hours of operation for GoPuff at 65 School Street. Steph Webb was in attendance. She is the manager there, and hours of operation will be 7 a.m. to 3 a.m. 7 a.m., 11 p.m. will be walk-in retail. 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. will be delivery only. And the liquor sales will be 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. and 10 a.m. on Sundays. And they hope to open at the end of May. GoPuff is certainly new to the city of Quincy. It is a delivery app service for the most part, but they do have brick and mortar as well. So you can go in, get your groceries, and they pack them up for you and you leave. Or you can go on to that GoPuff app, order everything, including diapers and cold medicine and liquor till 11 p.m. And then they have a very good, they've invested a lot of money in making sure that they have a good operation for checking IDs and things like that, and are working with the Quincy Police Department and our liquor inspector, Paul Coughlin. And it seems to be in good order. So they'd come months ago to secure the license and the location. So now they're getting ready to open. So we just wanted to have an update on their business practice there. And so we didn't have to take a vote on that. It was just an update. So our next hearing will be May 9th. We had on our schedule April 18th, but due to a conflicting with the schedule, we're not going to have that meeting. We're going to cancel that meeting. Knowing that ahead of time, I wanted to make sure that we got that out to you and to the public, that we will be canceling the April 18th meeting due to extended schedule and conflicts. And that was it on the license board agenda.
All right. Getting very busy this time of year, certainly.
Yeah.
One other thing I thought we should mention, Nikki, just because we're recording this on April 6th, is April 8th, Rabies Clinic.
Yes. So that's important. One Marymount Parkway for the Rabies Clinic, and it is April 8th. Yes. And you can get your dog's rabies shot and licensed it there that day. It is $10 for each. And please bring cash. We'll have staff there, a vet there. You can also bring your cats. We don't license cats, but you can certainly have their rabies shot done there. One Marymount Parkway at the Parks Department. They have a nice big room there and plenty of room for the dogs to come in and get their shots there. So, yeah, we did send out the cards this week too, with a reminder on the cards as well. And if you need any information about your dog's last rabies shot, you can certainly call our office at 617-376-1131-3435.
Excellent. All right. Thanks so much, Nikki. Appreciate the update.
All right. Thank you, Joe.